Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanksgiving Junior, Bruins Wednesday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30. Final show for me and Courtney and Wiggy this week. Although Curtis, what is your lineup for Friday?
It is Brian Barrett, the Razor, Andrew Raycroft, myself, and Dale Arnold.
I think you're confused. I think it's Spaz, not Dale. Dale,
I always get those two mixed up.
Dale had signed up, but unfortunately now has a conflict.
Yeah. Dale here.
Nope, you're not.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Courtney?
My parents are hosting.
Oh, nice.
So we are going there. Santo and I go back and forth between families every Thanksgiving, we're not getting in the car and going every which way.
So you're in that stage of your relationship where you have to go to both places.
No, we're not going to both places.
Oh, you're not?
No, so last year we did his family, and this year we're doing mine.
That's a good way to do it.
So does his family come to your house then? Is that how it works?
Not for Thanksgiving. For Christmas, we do a mixture where they all kind of come together. But Thanksgiving, his family does it in Cambridge with a big group, and my parents are in Tingsboro, so it doesn't make sense to combine.
So you don't get to see your parents?
This year, we do.
So he don't get to see his parents?
Right. We went to his parents last year. This year, we are going to my parents.
Oh, why don't you just go?
Because we don't want to be drunk driving. That is kind of the number one.
Good job,
Thanksgiving.
I'm getting salty like that?
Well, no. Why is it
Wiggy
salty?
Wiggy always feels like when it comes to a relationship, he knows better how you should do it.
No, I always thought.
How you should conduct your life.
No, I always thought that if you lived in the same region, near each other, you went to one parent's house, spent some time there, eat, had fun there, and then you went to the other family members. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, they're going to be like, what they're going to be saying.
No.
Where's Santo?
No, we.
Why ain't he here with the family?
No.
Oh, it's because that girl, she got him locked down. That's what they're going
to
say.
No, but we went there last year, and I didn't get to see my family. We made a point.
So what you think they were saying?
No, nothing, because we made a point to talk to both sides and said, listen, we want to enjoy the holiday. Yeah. We don't want to spend a lot of time in the car.
No, heads up.
What did you make of Matt Judon yesterday?
Blew my mind.
Taking a direct shot at your favorite Thanksgiving side dish, which is mac and cheese.
Blew my mind.
Really?
And I told my wife that.
You did?
And she said he ain't never had nobody that know how to make mac and cheese. That's his problem.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Well, here he is yesterday.
We got to get macaroni and cheese out the table. All right, guys.
It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm going up. I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles.
Soap opera.
And it's not that good. Let's be honest, guys. Everybody's probably here. It's a little lactose, so it messes up our stomachs. And we got to get it off the table. It's probably one of the most overrated dishes. But my favorite is dressing. I do love dressing. So, but get a macaroni and cheese off the table, and it'd be a much better Thanksgiving for everybody in the house.
Feel pretty strongly about that.
Yeah, I have never liked macaroni and cheese. And you know how they say, like, oh, your taste buds change every 7 years. You just got to – every time I try it, it's the same thing. And it's never going to change, and it's never going to get better. All right? I'm almost 30 now. I'm pretty set in my ways, and it's disgusting. Get it off the table. The bathrooms will be less busy, and everybody will have a better day. So if you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese.
I cannot co-sign that in the least.
Well, we knew there had to be a flaw with the guy. You know, he's too perfect, and this is the flaw, and that's okay.
He's never had anybody who could make macaroni and cheese. That's why he's saying this. He hasn't had a good macaroni and cheese from somebody who could cook it.
People do make it poorly. Like, if you mail it in, if you don't make a roux and then make the sauce and then make legit mac and cheese, I can understand. Like, he describes it as just pasta and cheese.
Can we get back to hot routes and not roux? What the hell are you doing?
All right, no, Curran. I just can't believe that there's a person alive who doesn't like mac and cheese.
That's how I was, because my mother didn't know how to make it. She just put noodles and in the water, the hot water. Then after you kind of heat it up a little bit, then she
cooked the noodles. What an amateur!
Then she put the cheese in there, and that was it. And then it went right from the stove, the top of the stove, to your plate.
Yeah, and I want me some of that mac sauce in my dinner.
And then I met my wife, and then it was like, wait a second. This is mac and cheese you put in the oven, you bake it, there's layers, and I was like, whoa.
It is a ridiculous take from him. Yeah. I would say, I believe during the news, Courtney has discovered what the least favorite side dish around the entire country is, and I would agree with removing that crap from the table, but I would never stand or sit for mac and cheese not being on the Thanksgiving table. No way, no how.
I have a very important question for the room. Speaking of side dishes, what member of the media would you least like to sit next to at the table?
Curtis.
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Curtis, what's yours?
Oh, come on. He's been replaced by Sophia.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving. Can we put the Dale dislike away for
a day? One day. I asked for my birthday and the day before Thanksgiving.
You had a great birthday.
And I love you, Greg, but...
Courtney loves everybody.
Nope, just Dale.
Remember when Dale? Remember like a month into the pandemic when Dale lost it on me? Remember that?
Oh my God! Yeah, because you were talking about the chieftains' like budget for renaming themselves, and he was like, he had an abacus out. No,
it doesn't cost $1 million, Greg.
You know, I love you, but you sound a bit pandering, to be honest.
I think it was about
that irony, Dale saying someone's pandering.
No, I think it was because Greg said that in New York they were fudging the corona death numbers, and he went off the deep end.
Oh, that's what it was.
I believe that.
And
it was.
Were they fudging the corona death numbers in New York?
You'd have to ask Ken that. That's his governor or his president.
Did the legislature in New York just issue a report that said Cuomo lied about the death numbers, Ken?
It's Thanksgiving, Greg.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. Dale was a bigger Cuomo guy than Ken.
Every time I bring up something that Ken doesn't want to answer today, he's just going to play the Trump Thanksgiving drop. That's what he's going to say.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Andy from Hudson. Hello, Andy.
Morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's going on, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Coco Wiggs, D and Dumb.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Just on the football thing, the youth football thing.
Yes.
I disagree with Wiggy. I mean, at 7 and 8, aren't we supposed to let these kids play and teach them? I just went through, my grandson came over a couple of weeks ago. He's playing defensive end. We went out to practice, and he wasn't even taught how to put his outside foot back. And he's like, what does it make a difference? I said, okay, stand like that. He took first step. I pushed his shoulder, and he had his back completely to the play. I go, that's why. I was, like, disappointed that the coaches weren't coaching these kids. He's only 9 years, 11 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like, these kids should be learning how to play at that age. And if they run up the score and they're all playing, that's great, but they all should be playing.
Well, you got to blame, then you have to, don't blame the kids that are being coached well. Blame the kids that aren't being coached well. That's because all these parents want to, they want to monopolize the coaching.
So they can start their kid.
Yeah, so they can start their kid. My kid needs to play quarterback. My kid needs to play running back. And they don't know nothing about football. And now all these other kids suffer. But this team looks like they were coached really well.
Yes.
Don't blame them.
When I was growing up, I was on a soccer team where the coach had two daughters on the same team as me, and he was harder on them than he was on anybody else. If they weren't pulling their weight, they were not playing.
But in this case, Wiggy is spot on. You're able to take a team of 7 and 8 year olds who haven't, many of them haven't played football ever before, and you win. You go undefeated. And then they kick you out of the playoffs because you're too good.
Right. Doesn't make any sense.
That's the stupidest thing ever, man.
It's horrible.
I hope that the parents of the kids that are getting pulled from the playoffs are doing something about it.
Well, they're going to lose, though, because all the other parents are going to be like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, we live in the world of you now get a trophy just for participation.
Yes.
Right? And I told you, and in sports, that's where they beat the drum. Mm-hmm. And you don't see these kids in school getting B's and A's. Because they go to class and participate? No. If you ain't doing the work, if you're not good enough, if you're not catching up, you know what? Your grade reflects that.
Now, Brookline doesn't have letter grades until fourth grade, I'm told. So everybody, yeah. New initiative.
Ooh.
Really?
Wait, are you kidding me?
That's what somebody told me. I don't know if it's accurate.
What do they do? Just give them a gold star? Like everybody gets a gold star?
They must get a P and an F, a pass and a fail.
No, they probably don't even think they're going to use the word fail.
That
would really hurt the feelings of the third grader if he failed. Are you kidding me? There's no letter grades?
I'll find out. My daughter's in kindergarten next year.
What if you identify as an A student?
Right. That's what I mean. But that's why these kids, I hate to say it, We talked about, I think it was Courtney's lead or was it Greg's lead? You know, half of the country has anxiety. And why, because these kids are, you know, they look at how they're raised. And
then you get to the real world and you don't know what to do.
They're like, wait a second.
I know. They're like, wait a second. When I played youth football, if somebody was actually good, they kicked them out of the league. Why doesn't that happen at work?
Right.
I have anxiety.
Wait a second. Why is Greg making more money than I am? Shouldn't we be equal?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, that was my lead this morning from Texas. Right now, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
What do you think?
What is that?
New trending bed.
If it's Mike's idea, I love it.
What? Why did you feel the need to change up the trending?
Just, you know, see what you thought. It's just a sample.
Turn it up. I feel like I'm in a sequel to Top Gun.
Yeah.
What is that? That's awful. Go back to the old music.
Right,
the exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
This is better.
Okay.
Much better.
Love where you work, like I do. The 99 Restaurant is now hiring. They are gearing up for the season, offering competitive wages, benefits, and career advancement opportunities. Don't miss out on joining their great team, 99restaurants.jobs. And you can find out more. Gresh and Keefe have Andrew Raycroft and Tommy Curran today, 12:30. Tommy, we'll see if he'll respond to these allegations that he's not in touch with the entertainment quotient in journalism. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I believe that Curtis was spot on this morning when he said that he thought it was a little odd that Tommy Curran was mocking the side dish question to Bill Belichick. He doesn't understand. I don't understand why either. I mean, I thought it was... I thought we all got the opportunity to see what Bill is like as a human being.
Right.
And rarely does that happen. So I enjoyed Bill waxing eternal about his love of potatoes.
Right.
I personally enjoyed that. But again, I'm not a legacy media member in this.
They want you to talk about the three deep and the robber and how that robber comes up on the weak side. And
don't block the pitch key. Right. I mean,
maybe if I said, Bill, do you prefer your potatoes scalloped or jet sweep? maybe that would have
been. Bill, do you remember the butt fumble on Thanksgiving? Wasn't that awesome? Greg, I don't want to spring another thing on you in the same 20 seconds as Ken's new bed, but What do you think about Wiggy handing out the Fraud of the Week award?
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
Because I have a candidate, if this is true. I have been alerted on social media that Tom E. Curran interviewed Kyle Van Noy on Quick Slants and asked Kyle about Thanksgiving and what to eat.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. See, that's why you don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
Jeez. So we'll see if we can confirm that.
Yeah. Maybe he was being honest on Twitter. Maybe he was being serious when he said, don't let him leave until you ask the question.
It was all caps.
Right, yeah. He was urgent. Caps. It was urgent for him.
He was taking a swipe at the show, which is fine. I understand that. The guy has been reporting on the New England Patriots for 75 years. Yeah. I mean, he has the right to criticize.
And then when you burp the house in Connecticut thing, that's when it all went downhill.
Greg Hill in the morning.
That's when it went
down. Tom Curran's a big Red Grange guy.
There's no house in Connecticut.
Back to football practice today for the Patriots and the Titans. We're getting an injury report. Titans have signed Golden Tate to their practice squad. They are hurting. They are missing a ton of receivers. Obviously, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry.
They just cut Adrian Peterson. That was short-lived.
So it could be an interesting week. That'll be 1 o'clock Sunday. Patriots had their Week 15 game at Indy Flex this Saturday night, December 18th, 8:20 kickoff. Raiders-Browns start the doubleheader that day on NFL Network. A report, Wiggy, you might like this, says the Bears are going to part ways with Matt Nagy on Friday after the Lions game on Thanksgiving.
Watch out, Josh McDaniels.
Speaking of you and Curran, Greg, that's a Patch.com report from a former Sun-Times columnist, so we'll see if that's true. Giants did fire Jason Garrett, their play caller. Bruins Sabres tonight at 7. Cassidy shaking up the D-pairs. All right, now, Greg, tell me if this is a shot at Brandon Carlo as we get in here with a Chara mention. So Wiggy will like this.
Grizz, I think right now is off a little bit. I think playing with Charlie will get him back on track. They tend to play well together. I think the Grizz Carlo's been just average, so that's one of the reasons. I think Brandon played some of his best hockey with Z in a shutdown role. Just focus on that. I know it's a few years, but he can do that well, and maybe that'll get him back to where he needs to be. I just think that pair right now hasn't been as strong as it could be.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's right, though. I mean, we've been talking about it for weeks. And I don't know if it's the concussion thing or what, but he's not the player that he was.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree, but, you know, for him, basically he's saying without Chara, he's been no good.
Well, that's because Chara moved at a snail's pace, so it was easy to kind of keep up with your other D-man. Where Charlie McAvoy, when you look at the way he plays with so much speed. And Grizzlick is kind of built that same way.
The D is the issue on that team. It is absolutely the issue on that team.
The D is the issue in your pants as well.
Curtis, have you noticed, you put that thing up on Instagram of me in the Lululemon sweats and the, my Lord, the ladies are going crazy.
The DMs must be on fire.
Oh, my God.
It's gray sweatpants season.
What's the opposite of a threesome?
I haven't checked lately, but there's probably like 5 to 7 offers for a threesome, a Thanksgiving threesome.
What's the opposite of a baby boom?
Many were asking who the lovely lady was with you at the Celtics game Friday. Do you want to care to comment on that?
Many were asking. Wow. That was my friend Bethany.
Okay,
I mean, am I not allowed to go to a game with somebody without you being inquisitive about
me,
my life?
I pass on things. I'm the conduit from the fans to you.
You're well aware that I spend a good majority of my time trying to mentor younger people, whether they be female or male.
Let's move past that.
I'm a mentor. That's all it is. You know that.
I know.
That's what Cuomo used to say.
Is that in the dictionary?
Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets tonight. That's a 7:30 tip. College football rankings, Cincinnati's in the top four. Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and then the Bearcats. College hoops, Gonzaga blew out UCLA. Dickie V was back in the booth. Penn State signs James Franklin to a 10-year deal. Rays sign Wander Franco, their 20-year-old. 11 years, $182 million. He's locked up into his 30s.
That doesn't seem like a lot, though, does it?
Not too much. I mean, he could. It's a gamble by him for sure.
Speaking of Dickie V, did you see when the broadcast first went to him, how emotional he was? And he started, take time to watch that today. It's a really feel-good moment between he and Dave O'Brien. He starts talking, and then he immediately starts crying. He said, I didn't want to cry. I just can't believe I'm here. It's really, really, take the time to watch it today.
Okay. Well, Dave O'Brien was next to him in the booth. That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me.
Coming up, Courtney with the news in about 20 minutes or so at 7:45. And Pepperoni Pizza Rage has led, as it often does, to violence. So we'll get to that and other things with Courtney during the news. We are moments away from the dumbest of the day at 8:30 this morning. Mike Milbury will join us because it is a Bruins Wednesday. We're not working tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope if you're driving somewhere that it's not a miserable trip and that it's not going to take you hours and hours, or if you're flying somewhere that you get to the airport early and that you enjoy your time with your family and friends. And we will be back on Monday with Bill Belichick and Boomer Esiason.
And Wiggy is stressing me out in the break.
Why?
I'm trying
He has me thinking that everyone hates me.
Well, it's
family-wise.
Family-wise?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm trying to help Courtney out. It might not that they hate you. They might hate Santo.
What?
Perfect.
Because I'm just like, you know how family is, Greg, right? Courtney lives close enough to where she should be going to see her family and his family when you're in a relationship, right? The fact that they're only going to see one family.
Her family.
Her family means his family's going to be tripping. I know my daughter's 24. I would feel a certain way if her and her fiance were going to hang out with his family and we're only 40 minutes away.
Isn't that the worst thing, though, about the holidays?
Yes,
is making
correct.
Somebody feel an obligation to come see
but
you?
But the holidays isn't for you.
What?
It's for the family.
Yeah, it's but it's nice, familia. But then they get excited because then they know next year they have us for the whole day.
But then the other family's like, we don't get to see
them.
Listen, the holidays are the one time where you got to suck it up and you got to take the L. You go, hey, we got to go see your family. And then we got
to. What are you looking forward to this holiday season? Taking an L.
No, but Curtis, if you want to have a long lasting, healthy relationship, that's what you have
Wiggy,
to
Wiggy, almost everybody I know alternates. So like last year,
no, they
I went
don't.
To my in-laws for Thanksgiving, vice versa.
Where do your in-laws live?
Well, they're not local.
See, that's one thing, if they're not local. But if you are...
So if it's local, we should be miserable all day driving between places.
But you're talking about driving 40 minutes.
It's an hour. From Tingsboro to Cambridge is an hour. And then the amount of drunk driving on Thanksgiving, my parents wouldn't want me to jump in the car.
You shouldn't be getting sauced up.
What? Oh, it's about the alcohol. That's right. What it's about.
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
Well, you maybe got... you could go a Thanksgiving without drinking.
Right. No, thanks.
It is about...
What about an Uber?
It's about spending time
Hi.
With your...
This is the Italian in you coming out. That's what somebody says in the Twitch chat, who is obviously Italian. I'm not Italian, so... But this is the Italian in you coming out, I guess, because... You're expecting that your daughter or whomever mm-hmm. is going to make the trip to come see you. Why don't you go see your daughter if that's what you want to do?
Yeah, but if we're hosting as a family, because it's more than just my daughter. It's the cousins, it's the nieces, it's the nephew. And we're only 40 minutes away from his in-laws. Like, Curtis, that's different. If you're if you're a few hours away, all right. But if you're Tingsbury to Cambridge, that ain't that far.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Santo's aunt just texted me, "We love you, Coco," and she's hosting. So I feel pretty okay with my decision to
You're
alternate
going to
every
Santo's.
Year. No, we're going to my parents. We were at Santo's last year, my parents this year, and then eventually when we have a house one day, everybody will come to us.
Yeah. I think we know Courtney well enough to know how this went down. Courtney said, "We are going to my family's house for Thanksgiving," and Santo said, "yes, dear.
No.
Yes,
not
yes,
true.
Yes.
Fraudulent.
Yes,
not true.
Greg, you're 100%.
Not true. So what happened last year?
So
what happened last year?
So no. What happens is Greg's right, because now they're thinking this all was initiated by Courtney. So Santo's family's like, this is a way for her to keep us away from our baby boy on Thanksgiving.
Our Santo.
Yeah. She can't drive 40 minutes.
The best way to do it is to split the holidays. A lot of people do Thanksgiving with one family, Christmas with the next.
No, if you live close to somebody, you're supposed to just go, hey, we're going to start here at my parents and we're going to end at your parents. That's the way it works. It's been like that for thousands of years when you're close and you're within a region of being able to do that. Because if not, it creates issues.
We do Thanksgiving. We split Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
All right.
This is John from Concord. What's up, John?
What's going on? Great show this morning.
Thank you.
I do have to agree with Wiggy.
No.
If you do not have kids, you have to travel. My family and I, we have a three-year-old. As soon as we have that baby, we made all the family come to us. So I think there's a certain point where you got to travel. When you got kids, everybody's got to come to you.
That's the great thing about having young kids is everybody has to get up and drive to you. And they have, I said this yesterday, if you're not hosting Thanksgiving, it is an absolute disaster because you don't have any leftovers. And that you cannot make the leftover sandwich or the leftover pot pie that some people make, which is delicious. I just, if you have kids, that changes it. That's
it does.
But I don't necessarily know why you feel like you know better than Courtney and Santo. It seems like they have worked it out in their relationship, and they're pretty happy.
Because this is a long, long time of experience and understanding and growing up in a household where you had to go, because you live close to each other, where you have to go see the different family members. Because if not, then they get mad. Oh, they too good to come see us? Oh, they want it. Whose idea was this? And I'm telling you.
My parents used to split Thanksgiving, and they hated it. So, and then if you're at house one of the day, and then you said, all right, we got to go see, Santo's side, then everyone's like, you're leaving already?
But they're happy you came
by.
For
dessert. Some people go for dessert at the other place. Show up for the pie.
I am 100% on Team Coco with this.
Thank you.
You are?
Your entire day is stressful because when you're with the first family, you're always looking at your watch. Is it going to be too late?
Yep.
Last year when we were at the other family's house, we stayed until 2. Why are we leaving at 1? Right. Are they going to be mad?
But then guess what, Curtis? You know what the family's? Oh, yeah, I'm happy you guys came by and see us. It's so good to see you guys. We haven't seen you.
I've never gotten that reaction.
Versus the other family going, well, you know what? Courtney and Santo, they're not coming to see us this year. Come on.
It's Courtney and Santo's life. They have a family now. They can decide how to live it.
Not until they have kids.
Thank you. I'm very happy with my decision.
Yeah, you seem like it. Stick with your guns
Thank
on
you.
This. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Greg, I got to agree with Wiggy. I mean, when you're young and you're just getting together, that's part of the holidays. You got to truck it back and forth. You got to go to see both parents. You got to go to the grandparents. You got to do a lot of driving.
Right?
It's all about the family. Then when you have a family of your own and you have your own kids, then people can start coming to you. Then you can start choosing to go one place.
See, I'm on team two meals. as was suggested. As was suggested in the Twitch chat.
That's the other good
morning.
Thing about it too.
You get the two. You get the get double Thanksgiving,
and you get maybe things that they might not make at Santos. You might get them at Courtney's, or vice versa.
Curtis, you mentioned that there for those who are interested, there are some CDC guidelines with regard to Thanksgiving that you want to bring up.
Yes, sir. So. A guest essay to the New York Times. People sent in their questions regarding concerns about hosting or visiting to family members or friends on Thanksgiving. One person said that they were wondering how they could make their home safe from spreading COVID.
Did the New York Times suggest burning it down, or what was the?
No, that was the op-ed the other day. This one said that the easiest way to have a safe, large indoor gathering is to demand rapid tests of all your guests upon arrival.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What, do you hire a medical professional for that or something?
Correct.
How do you do that?
That's what you do. And then you can further reduce risk by opening all windows in the dining area. Mm. So if it's 30 degrees tomorrow, maybe wear a jacket when you go to their house. Another question was wondering about the children that are arriving, because as you know, many kids have just begun getting inoculated. They haven't all had both shots. So they recommend that children eat quickly and immediately put back on a mask after Thanksgiving. Oh. So they want the kids to just scarf everything down.
No seconds. That would be a real problem for me if you can't get seconds.
Leave the room. And then lastly, they said that, what do I do if my brother-in-law is not vaccinated at all? And this is Steve Troth from Chicago. Can I uninvite my unvaccinated brother-in-law? And the New York Times says that, yes, you are in charge of your home. You can dictate the terms of those that are arriving at your house. So
They're suggesting that you uninvite the unvaccinated?
I know this is going to be harsh on the day before Thanksgiving, but if you're sending in questions to the New York Times about what you can do in your own home with your own family, you probably should just go away. Because what in the hell? Live your life, people.
Yeah.
Get vaccinated. If you don't want to be vaccinated, wear a mask. It's like, we're not going to do this for the next 50 effing years. Just live your life.
What if you go to multiple houses? Do you have to take multiple tests?
You probably do. What if you bring the COVID from one house to the other relatives?
Yeah, see?
The best way that I have to just give this exactly as it's phrased. We are all vaccinated, but I am reluctant to host him or anybody else for that matter that isn't vaccinated. Am I being unreasonable? From Irene in Italy.
Mm.
Honest to God.
It was not from Irene in Italy.
I swear to God, from Catania, Italy. And Jennifer Nuzzo says, it depends on your personal risk tolerance, but I tend to side with you about being uncomfortable. Unbelievable.
Jeez. Thanks, Kevin.
What if you open a window? What if you open a window and somebody's outside with a leaf blower? Would that create an issue?
What if you're flying today, Greg, and you feel nervous? Can you open the exit window?
Maybe you just move Thanksgiving outside.
Oh, we did that. We did that 2 years ago.
No,
we had Thanksgiving outside. It was nice.
You did?
Yeah.
Whose house was that at?
It was at mine.
Because of COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, with grandparents, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Santo didn't get to see his grandparents or parents.
Well, his grandparents are in Pennsylvania, so.
Didn't see his parents.
Quick question. Did you and Santo invite Curtis to go to your Thanksgiving? If he doesn't get invited places, he gets very upset.
Yeah, Curtis, you are more than welcome to come over for Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, but I'm doing nothing.
Please bring Pudge.
Pudge will be in my stead.
All right. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll be back on Monday. But still to come this morning, Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge. We going to go live on the show Instagram when we do that?
Oh, good call.
We should.
And I have a huge, massive question for you about Thanksgiving. I think this is the number one question that people all over the world want to know.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I think you're the guy that may be able to answer that.
Okay, we'll get to that. So, Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge coming up at 9. Right now, this.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
This is currently Jesus, Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
A raunchy couple after seating courtside at a Celtics game got busted for having oral sex in the back of a police car.
Wow. Where was this?
Florida, of course.
Wait, this couple was arrested.
They were arrested.
Mm-hmm. And then they had sex in the back of the cruiser?
They luckily for them, I guess, they were put in the same cruiser, mm-hmm. and one performed oral sex on the other.
Wow. Jeepers.
Yep, her name was Summer Watkins. And
shocking.
Is there a more Florida name than Summer?
Well, you're going to love the way this ends. Well, she was lamenting the fact that they couldn't record their escapades in the back of the cruiser on OnlyFans.
Oh, so they're trying to get some money, too. I got
She told the officer, she told her lover that the officer overheard, baby, we should record this on OnlyFans.
Now, that'd be pretty good. They'd probably make a little
cameras,
money for that.
They have cameras in the cruisers, don't
right.
they?
That is, yeah, they yeah. do. So maybe they can get the footage.
Well, no, he took out his cell phone, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what Curtis said. The guy, yeah, they were trying to.
Yeah.
And the officer, Trooper J.D. Perez Morales, said, I told her she could not do that. Mm. And she kept requesting the ability to suck on something, and they were not very happy.
I want to know what they were arrested for that led to that.
Yeah, those lawyers aren't going to pay for themselves. Well, OnlyFans would.
I'm guessing normally in these kinds of things, there are amazing mugshots. Are there?
Yes.
This is an awesome mugshot. I'm tweeting it out as we speak.
Okay, put it on the Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the new show Instagram.
Because they must have been doing something a little frisky.
Beforehand,
outdoors,
right,
and that the juices were still flowing.
Okay.
And then they said, hey, we might as well, you know, it's the bucket list. Where do you want to have sex at? And boom, in the back of a police cruiser.
We understand what you're saying. All right. Turkey was not dry. All right. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
What I saw, I could not unsee.
The news.
You have a human being who's taken a poop
in the middle of her job.
With your host.
Didn't Christopher Columbus come to Plymouth?
Courtney Cox.
Forced Stoughton High School to go.
Stoughton.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
I was flabbergasted.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
We're going to kick off today with a really scary story. An 82-year-old man was surrounded and assaulted by a group of people riding dirt bikes and ATVs in Boston last Thursday.
Have you seen the video?
I have seen the screenshots from the video. I can't bring myself to watch the entire thing. Because
the guy is 82 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've discussed this. It's out of control. And it's, you know, if you're whatever, 20, 30, 40, 50, I guess, you know, you can handle it. To be like abusing an 82-year-old guy.
Right.
Is absolutely unforgivable and disgusting.
And if you are driving right now and can't look at your phone to watch this video, let me just set the scene for you. A Brookline man, he was driving his 1996 Buick Century from Park Drive to Boylston Street. Mm-hmm. 30 to 40 dirt bike and ATV riders forced him onto the curb. Several of the suspects then began smashing windows of his car. Police said the group followed him from Boylston Street to Sturrow Drive, where he tried to get off an exit in Alston. The group then surrounded and attacked him. He suffered serious injuries. He's in the hospital and remains that way. He's expected to survive, thank God. Yeah. But here's the victim's neighbor, James Twomey.
Who would think these kids are going to beat up an old guy? I see him all the time going down the street just... like doing wheelies. He just had heart surgery too, like triple bypass. It was just crazy that something like that happened.
They've got to figure this out because this isn't the first or second or third time we've had a story
Run their ass over.
It started with wait a minute. You're the guy who said that the dirt bikes ought to be allowed to drive on the street.
No. You shouldn't be assaulting old men.
It started in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the new mayor is going to send the unarmed citizen patrol out there to take care of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she appears to be more worried about formulating a plan for vaccine passports. If you heard what she said yesterday,
right?
But I mean,
Register them. Make them the same way. Whether it's vehicles, make them like motorcycles. They have to be. I don't agree with anybody riding illegal dirt bikes, and I damn sure don't agree with people pulling out no old man and beating them up.
If you're beating up an 82-year-old, I don't think it matters if you are registered or not. You're probably still going to do stuff like that. I think that this is an issue with the people, not with the fact that the dirt bike isn't registered. It's like this group that has been going crazy all over the city for months now.
So you think it's one group?
Yes, it's this group. If you are eating outside in Southie, in the Seaport, in South End, you hear them coming.
Yeah.
And it's like panic mode.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me really upset. You're going into Thanksgiving week. Imagine if that was your dad or your grandfather, 82 years old. Makes me really mad. A meth lab was discovered after a fire at a home in Mansfield yesterday morning. Uh-huh. I saw this playing out on Twitter while we were on the show. You could see the cops in the hazmat suits getting ready to go in. 48-year-old Robert Triggs is his name. He's facing charges. They were called to his house on Stearns Ave just before 2 a.m., found a fire in a bedroom on the second floor. Everyone in the home got out safe. But after the fire was put out, they found what police said appeared to be chemicals used in the manufacturing of unlawful narcotics. Here is a reaction from an unnamed neighbor.
Never was seen like this coming. Could have been a lot worse. You know, especially with a daycare right across the street, little kids. I mean, who knows what could have happened.
obscure reference, I believe that Walter White and Jesse were at one point pretending to be the bug bomb exterminator people so they could get into houses and make the meth, if I remember correctly, on Breaking Bad.
Jesse!
All right, what else?
Massachusetts hospitals are once again being ordered to reduce elective procedures by the Baker administration as the healthcare system is strained by workforce shortages coronavirus pandemic.
Workforce shortages?
Yes.
I see. People left the healthcare industry? Correct. Because they didn't want to get vaccinated?
Or... I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth.
Okay.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay.
But effective.
I'm just asking, Ken. It's okay to ask. I mean, it's a topical discussion.
Yep.
I haven't seen this story. So basically, the hospital beds, the ICU units are being overrun. But I haven't seen it as a lead story on the news because it was when the hospitals were being overrun by other things. It was a lead story. I haven't seen it yet, but the Life Flight people have to take their patients to other states, or Rhode Island and such, because there aren't enough beds. The reason, by the way, that Life Flight has increased their flights, according to them, is because people put off getting medical treatment during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now they're in a life-threatening situation. Mm. So they're saying no elective procedures.
No elective, non-essential, non-urgent.
You like to get that. What's that thing you get done to your skin?
Microneedling.
Also, what they called Curtis back in his BC days.
Oh,
the micro needler. But anyway,
obsession with my man.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so you can't have any elective procedures.
Effective November 29th.
Okay. All right.
I don't mean to go back to a story, but I was just looking up this Robert Triggs guy.
Yeah.
He lives with his parents, and they found a note that said "making methamphetamine" like in his room.
Wait. Post it. Like,
so yeah. Investigators state that he lived with his parents. And they state in his room, in addition to the chemicals, notes were found that stated, quote, "making methamphetamine," and included directions on how to do so.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, what else, sorry. Courtney?
A Knoxville man is in custody after threatening the workers of the Cedar Bluff Little Caesars with a AK-47.
Wow.
He was told that it would take 10 minutes to make his pepperoni pizza.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
The outrage. Yep. That's ridiculous.
The officers responded to the restaurant just after 9 p.m. Friday, where they were told that the suspect, identified as Charles Dotley Jr., became upset when he was told that it would take 10 minutes. He wanted free breadsticks in replace.
Get that man his breadsticks.
Well, yeah. he didn't get those, and he flipped out. Here is an employee, Kimberly Murrell, who was working during the incident.
He points the gun up, points it at me. Where's my pizza? I want my pizza now. Fear and just, like, disbelief that this is happening right now. We are not always hot and ready. Never freaking listen to that. We are not always hot and ready.
Blame Little Caesars for that, then.
Right.
Yep. You know, you can't tell people.
Oh, false advertising?
Right. You can't tell people hot and ready. Have you ever been to Little Caesars?
No.
I've been there before.
I've never been either.
Yes. And they're
pizza.
Yeah, pizza. And their claim to fame is that they're hot and ready. You walk in, pepperoni pizza, boom, right there. They take it right out. So you can't be advertising hot and ready. It's like Domino's. We'll get you there 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
If you're there are some people that if it's 32 minutes,
I don't go. Unless it's a pinch for me, I don't go to the pizza chains, the national. I like the local pizza.
No, I know that.
You know, I like bar pizza. Right, that's my go-to.
Wiggy's a Papa John's guy.
Yeah, but in the South, there's a lot of pizza chains, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if I have to, I'll go to a pizza chain.
Right.
Papa Gino's used to be pretty good. Are they
Papa Gino's is still
good. I like Papa Gino's.
Oh, man. Papa platter it up.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, pretty good. They have the
Hut. Yeah, no, you're swinging a miss on that one.
Papa Gino's is
good. Curtis, what the outrage when I suggested Pizza Hut?
Yeah, that's
good.
No.
I mean, come on.
But Pizza Hut used to have the pizza, the free or the eat all you want Friday lunch pizza buffet. I took them for millions of dollars over the years.
Plus, they had the Pac-Man machine in the place. It was great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to reveal something based on yesterday.
And
what I was doing.
Don't do it yet.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, our favorite place in the entire world, Greg, is now the home of Joe Biden for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Joe Biden has arrived on Nantucket.
For the
holiday.
Right. I see.
You guys love
Nantucket. Doing Thanksgiving with the regular Joe, I see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. Okay. A decade-old tradition.
People. Man of the lunch pail guy, Ken. Going to Nantucket for Thanksgiving.
Delaware guy.
Mm-hmm. A 4-decade-old tradition for the president. He and the first lady stepped off Air Force One around 7 p.m. last night. Here is an employee of Aunt Leah's Fudge talking about Joe Biden's favorite blend since he's so well-known around the island.
This is Joe Biden's favorite fudge chocolate coconut, and it's the first layer of coconut in between. So this is very popular, and he likes it, and we send this fudge to him, like, all the time.
Wasn't Obama a Nantucket guy too?
Martha's Vineyard. Vineyard.
No. Oh,
Vineyard.
He bought a massive house on the Vineyard and told us that the world was going to be over in 5 years because of global warming and water. But it's okay.
Okay. Thanks,
thank God Thanksgiving is coming. We got to get Curtis a day of rest.
Thanks, Kevin.
The Clintons, were they Nantucket people?
No, they have a foundation.
What is it about Nantucket and the Vineyard?
We're Vineyard people.
That the presidents go to.
Huh? What's your question?
What is it about Nantucket and the Vineyard that attracts presidents?
For me, it was a nude beach. Oops, I accidentally stumbled onto the nude beach.
An update in the Gabby Petito case that took hold of the nation for a very long time.
This
is wild.
This is wild, yes, as you would say.
Yep, it's Wiggy wild. Was spot on mm-hmm. this, but there is a question that I have. It's official. Brian Laundrie has died by suicide from a gunshot wound to the head. Uh-huh. An attorney for the family announced.
Okay, but...
So, a reminder that Laundrie's parents, they've discussed several times before they even found Laundrie in that deserted area that was searched millions and millions of times, it seemed, that their son might have died by suicide. The attorney for the family said while law enforcement was at Laundrie's home on September 17th to complete the missing persons report, we volunteered to surrender all guns in the home to avoid any possible issue going forward. Mm-hmm. While retrieving and taking inventory of the guns, it was realized, one pistol was missing.
Right.
So my question to the public, where is this gun?
Yes.
Because if you read any article about this, mm-hmm. the gun doesn't seem to have been recovered.
It wasn't recovered when the body was recovered.
Is this the one that you believe is the gun he used to kill himself?
Well, do you think he killed himself?
Well, didn't they find them at the bottom of the water?
Yes. Well, it was covered by water, and when they found him, no more water.
It was a marshy area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's found on land.
Mm-hmm.
All his belongings there. The parents had the backpack, the journal,
a notebook. Yeah.
A notebook.
Everything was there, but the gun.
And usually, just to remind people, if you shoot yourself in the head, you usually don't have time to get rid of the gun before you die.
Right.
It's usually immediate.
That's how you take care of lobsters, right? Shoot them in the head.
Yes.
I realize that I may have misspoke yesterday. I might have I combined two things I had heard in
all
my
right,
life.
So if you're asking these questions, then what is this theory that you guys are on?
Somebody found them first and killed them.
Okay. That's what you believe?
Right. I mean, is it possible that the father found him?
And then the father killed him.
Is that possible?
Whoo! I mean, anything's possible.
How do you think the father and the parents knew exactly where the body was?
Anything's possible. Yep. So they killed him because they knew he was a monster.
Or because he was going to say something about what they knew about the whole thing and they were going to go to jail.
I think they helped him.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't know.
That seems like a great movie.
Why else would... Okay.
Florida, they're not like the rest of us.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of... Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
In Seminole County, authorities arrested a man accused of trying to take inappropriate photos of strangers. Another upskirting situation. I feel like every week we have one of these. And this is how the authorities dealt with it. They sent an undercover female agent into where he was doing this at a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way the guy is upskirting at Home Depot.
Yes, that's his store of choosing.
That's where you would that be where you
yeah,
would,
that
where,
don't seem like a good place to be.
Who's wearing skirts at Home Depot?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they sent in an undercover female agent while another agent watched from the store's loss prevention office and obviously saw him do exactly what they expected him to do. Here's Seminole County Sheriff's Office spokesman Bob Keeling.
These are victims just going about their everyday lives and certainly aren't expecting to be victimized in this way. We were able to monitor what he was doing and were able to capture this individual in the act.
So he was arrested. That's disgusting. Crazy. Massive crazy.
It's kind of like that story in Wakefield where the kids are protesting because of the kid took all those pictures there.
Right.
Yeah, took a bunch of those pictures.
Yep. And posted them on social media.
They're going to allow him back in school.
Well, yeah.
But if he wasn't...
I bet they won't. With all the protests.
No, but they were going to allow him back.
Right.
They suspended him for like 2 weeks or whatever, and then they were allowing him back.
Yeah.
Yep.
But meanwhile, if his mask fell down on his face, he'd be suspended for the rest of the year. All right, what else? Oh, sorry, did I say that? Thanks, Kevin. Go ahead. Sorry.
A Quinnipiac University poll released on Monday found that 66% of adults are hoping to avoid conversations about politics at the dinner table for Thanksgiving.
That's like Ken.
That's like, would you keep your mouth shut, Greg, please?
I agree. I think that is a recipe for disaster when you sit down.
Like, don't you just avoid, like, you don't have the energy to have the discussion now at this point.
Unless you're part of a family where everybody respects each other's views.
Oh, are those kind?
No, they're not around anymore.
Are
there people who respect the views of others that, might differ left in this country?
Although I will give this offer this very, I think, useful, peaceful piece of advice. If you're like me and you're ADHD and you eat your dinner and you want to get up and stop talking, you can interject and throw the bomb, like introduce a political topic, and then everybody at the table will start yelling at each other, and they won't even notice that you've gone downstairs. It's a very smart move to do if you're really tired of sitting at the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep. More than 53 Americans, 1.2 million in Massachusetts, will be traveling for Thanksgiving this week. So what time should you avoid being on the roads? According to AAA, travelers driving Wednesday between 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. Will encounter the most company. And on Thursday, the worst time to travel is between noon and 3 p.m. So today, 12 to 8. Okay. Tomorrow, noon to 3.
Yep. Okay. You know who won't be traveling tomorrow?
Me.
Courtney and Santa.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, you have a real
and I stand by that decision.
Anchor down.
You should stand by that.
Yes. Yeah. And to round out with another Thanksgiving topic, we've discussed the best side dishes.
We know what Bill likes.
Yes, we know what Bill likes. We know what Matt Judon does not like.
Yeah.
But here are the least favorite side dishes.
Sweet potatoes.
Well, so according to Instacart, the runner-up is green beans.
Green beans.
Which I don't mind green beans.
Man, it's green, it's green bean casserole.
Oh, okay.
It's probably the green bean casserole, which was developed in the 70s by the Campbell's Soup Company to sell more soup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why they did that?
Yeah. That's why it was created.
You are a reservoir of information.
About food only.
You are right. Yeah. Green bean casserole.
Okay.
The number one, could you make a guess? I feel like you'll agree with this. What? Candied yams.
No!
Those are, that's sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Right?
Candied yams.
You haven't had somebody who can make, my wife, she does the candied yams, and then she puts the marshmallows on top. Hey, I don't get it, man. Where are they getting the survey from, man?
It's Instacart.
They're awful.
No.
They're not good.
Yes, you get them. And
anything that you have to take a ton of like brown sugar and marshmallows to put on it to make it taste good is not good.
But that's the way they're made.
Why don't you just have the sugar
and
the marshmallows?
That's why they're called candy yam sweet potatoes.
Why don't you just have the candy and the marshmallow minus the yams?
No, because you need the sweet potato to go with it.
Not a candied yam. Hold the yam.
It's like people who say, I love broccoli with cheese sauce. No, you love the cheese sauce. Right. You don't love the broccoli.
Yeah. I love broccoli.
But that's what makes that work well. With the yams, it's the marshmallows.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Third least favorite, cranberry sauce.
Ah, that I agree with. Yep. That I 100% agree with.
My mom, my late mother, who we just lost, used to make turnips. Because she was from the South, and so they love turnips.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Mm.
Never liked turnips. I can't stand them.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had turnips.
Well, me neither.
My wife being from the South, I've kind of experienced that side of Thanksgiving. Yeah. So there's
no taste of turnips.
But that's where I fell in love with sweet potatoes, though.
Because it's South.
Yeah, the sweet potato candy yams with the marshmallows on top.
Anything else?
That is it in the news.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
When can I ask you the biggest question, seeing that we're on this Thanksgiving Day conversation?
You're really spot on with the teasing today.
Yeah, I mean, this is a question that everybody needs to know for Thanksgiving.
Why don't we do that next?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.